Good morning, everyone. You are listening to the Kingsley James Show.
I am Kingsley James, and I am here to bring you a new segment of my show. It is called The Staff Room. It is just to encourage you to have a better relationship with your coworkers, a better relationship by delivering good quality customer service to the customer, and also a better relationship with our employers, our bosses. Yes, so without further ado, this is The Staff Room.
Welcome to the Kingsley James Show.
The Staff Room, Episode 1. Welcome to The Staff Room. I do hope that while you're in here, you'll find the encouragement to work. First things first, many of you do not like the job you're in right now. You feel stuck, you feel unfulfilled, you feel unappreciated or even underappreciated. You even feel as if you have no incentives to work. Now, even if you feel this way, I want you to sit back and take a serious evaluation of the way you feel and try your utmost best not to make the customers pay. The customer has to pay somehow for the goods and services, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that the customer should never ever be made to receive bad treatment from you based on how you feel at that moment. Customers are there to spend their money and get quality service. They don't care about how you feel. You might feel as if I am being harsh, but that's the reality of the situation. You are there to provide a service to the people. You are not there to let the customer nation feel empathy for you or sympathy for you. Many of us wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or while on our way to work, someone had gotten us angry. But still, that is no excuse to give crappy service. I myself have been in that position time and again. Oftentimes, I might come to work not feeling my usual self, and then up comes some poor unsuspecting customer who will feel the weight of my wrath. Sometimes I will try to take it out on that customer or that person that is passing by. It is only then, after some serious introspection, that I realized what was happening. I was only doing myself a disservice, tarnishing my reputation and the company for which I work. I had to do some really serious self-evaluation to tweak my weak areas and my performance toward the customer. Now, don't get me wrong. I know some customers can irritate you to the core, but that is when you have to guard against your reactions every time. In a service-oriented industry, while you're dealing with people, you have to control your emotions. You have to rule your emotions. Never let your emotions rule you. Until next time, I am Kingsley James, your staff motivator. Do have yourself a wonderful day.